dude is rocking cassette player.
Just relax. I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation for all this shit.
Don't tell me to relax. Just
relax for me.
Leg warmers. Jerry curl. Where's the beef? Excuse me, miss. What color is Michael Jackson?
Black.
I'm enjoying the song too much to talk over it. Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show. No, don't turn off all the way. Let it just, leave it underneath.
No, turn it off.
No, it'll annoy Jessica. No, I'm the host. Do you know who we're listening to?
I don't care.
I chose this specifically for you because I knew it would annoy the crap out of you.
I mean, I'm down with the 80s, but just hair metal, I can only take so much.
You live in the wrong city.
No, Sunset's dead.
That contrary voice you're all hearing is Jessica Shalvoy, everybody. She is joining me as sidekick slash co-host slash
arch enemy.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes.
Well, it was your idea. I blame you.
It was. I asked you to do this. Can you imagine?
This is true. I could be in bed right now.
Or you could be sleeping. Hey.
Hey.
That's right.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. That's my style. So, yeah. Not a fan of hair metal. It's a shame.
No. I mean, I do appreciate the karaoke cheesy aspect of it sometimes. Like, if I'm in a bar, I could get down to some Journey, maybe some Bon Jovi, but like, I don't need to hear Winger all the time or Cinderella.
I think you're wrong.
Or Rat.
Okay, you're very wrong. No. Now you've crossed the line.
Well, come on now. You're just old.
I'm old and out of touch.
You're
but
out of touch.
That's okay.
The thing, though, the confusing thing about you is that you're not that old. Like, I feel like you should appreciate newer music. But you just can't. It's like you're stuck. You're that weird uncle at the barbecue with the white socks and the flip-flops.
No, I don't own a pair of flip-flops.
Trying
I'm
to,
diametrically
like, educate the kids
opposed.
About the wonder of, you know, Cinderella.
The right Cinderella, not the Disney Cinderella.
No, of course not.
No, the band Cinderella.
I don't know the Disney Cinderella, though. I kind of prefer to the band, so.
Well, you're
that.
A woman.
Well,
so yeah. Disney princesses are kind of. You're the target demographic for that, so.
This is true.
What can we say?
This is true.
But, regardless.
Regardless.
Oh, the Winger's still playing. I love this.
I know.
I fucking love this song. No, no. She doesn't work here anymore.
Me and Cheyenne go way back.
I'm paying her right
help
now.
Help my sister out.
She has to do what I say right now. I'm the host, God damn it.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, look, I would be remiss if I didn't. At the top of the show, at least talk about my brothers and sisters back east who are fighting the weather.
The blizzard.
Because, yes, the blizzard. Storm of the century. Oh. It's only 2015, but we already know.
Snowmageddon.
It's a, oh, man. And people always freak out, too, every time there's snow. And that's one of the reasons, if I'm being honest, that's one of the reasons Hurricane Sandy wasn't taken too seriously until about 3 days before it made landfall.
Because there was no snow.
Well, no, not the snow. It's just every time there's predicted to be. Oh, the song's over. Damn it.
Ha ha. Suck it.
You know what? Given the chance.
Mm-mm.
Wait, we're talking about Winger or you. I forget it. Anyway. So.
Blizzard.
What happened with. Yes. Thank you. What happened with Hurricane Sandy was it's always like major storm coming and lots of rain. 4 feet of rain. And everyone was like, okay, yeah, whatever. That's fine. We've heard about this before. And then it's like misty for an hour and that's it. So I think that's why people didn't take it as seriously until it was like, no, this is serious. Actually, please go inside and don't come out for a few days.
So are they taking the Snowmageddon seriously now then?
I think now, well, now literally, because it's 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time
well,
on
so now
Tuesday.
Everyone's sleeping.
Well, or are they? Because everyone's terrified.
That's true.
Of... of the snow.
See, but I heard today, because I grew up in LA, so I know nothing of snow. I heard that there's a thing called blizzard boozing.
How the hell? Well, never mind. You grew up here. I was going to say, how did you not know? You posted about that today.
Yeah,
and I thought, how does she not know this?
My friend told me, she's from Boston, and she said, oh yeah, when it snows, you can't do anything or go anywhere. So you go to the bar and it's like a big party. I want in on that. But we don't have snow days here. So we can't go blizzard boozing.
You can't, but for you, that's just a Wednesday. So it's not as if you need snow to get sloppy. Let's be honest.
I'm sloppy 24 hours out of the day.
Yeah. I'm
without
happy.
Without the alcohol.
Right. I'm just glad you showed up here with pants on to do the
for
show.
For now.
For yes.
The night is still young.
It is.
They might it come is. Off.
And it's, I don't know, it's chilly outside. It's 57 degrees or
like
so.
That's ever
I can't say
me.
That without sounding like an asshole. But yeah, people are honestly worried because there's could be 2 to 2.5 feet of snow in the region I'm from in that little pocket of South Jersey, which I, of course, being a good human being, called my parents today just to check in because I, you know, heard how serious it was going to be. I thought,
aww.
Yeah, that's me. I thought, all right, let me call. So I speak to my mother and there's kind of there's been a running joke in our household for a long time because not intentionally, and I refuse to believe my mother ever did it as a joke, but somehow, every Monday, she would always make chicken for dinner. It'd be chicken something.
Chicken Mondays.
It was Chicken Mondays. And that was the joke for ages. And when I called today, I said, is everything all right? I mean, it kind of started snowing, but it was getting heavier tonight. Like right now, it's probably as heavy as it's going to get. If you know, everything stayed the same from earlier when I looked. And I said, everything okay? You guys have food? And she said, oh, yeah, I'm going to make chicken cacciatore tonight, which I had to laugh because I thought even Snowmageddon can't stop Chicken Monday.
Chicken Monday is and unstoppable.
Yes.
I want in on that. That actually sounds really tasty.
Chicken Monday?
Yeah.
Or chicken cacciatore?
Yeah, that sounds good. I don't know what that is. That sounds incredible.
You don't know what that is.
I live in Los Angeles. You know what I had for lunch today? A broccoli salad. A broccoli salad.
That's redundant.
And a banana for breakfast. So this cacciatore nonsense, I don't know what this is. This
oh,
is Los
man.
Angeles. I'm excited about the tofu burrito at Chipotle. That's how we roll here.
That sounds horrible.
It sounds delicious.
Why? No, tofu is, no. Tofu's tasteless. You have to mix it with something else. And at that point, why not just eat something with flavor?
I like it. That's all I'm saying.
Fine. It's a weird spongy kind of texture though.
But I'm down for Chicken Mondays. Like I'm in.
Okay.
Like if there weren't a blizzard right now, I'd go to South Jersey.
Well, that's the funny part about me even calling to see if my parents are okay. Because there isn't a damn thing I could do about it being 3,000 miles away. Do you guys need anything? Because I'll hop on a flight. No, all the flights are grounded. Well, damn. I can't do anything.
It's probably for your own, so that you feel like a good son. It's more for you than it is for your parents, I bet.
I think they like hearing from me. It's been like a week. You don't know that. You know me, though. That might be enough.
I
don't think so.
It's like, I don't know them, but I do know you. I know I can go much longer than a week without seeing or talking to you, and I'm totally fine. So I think your parents will live.
Well, now you've ruined my mood.
I'm sorry.
I was all sorts of happy that I call my parents like a good son.
Well, now I'm craving chicken. So
you know
I don't
what?
Feel bad at all.
And hopefully you'll piggyback on this craving as well. But of course, get on the phone with my father. And he opens up the conversation, same thing. What's up? How's the car? And that's always the same. First thing is, how are you? And then how's the car? My sister and I get the same sequence.
I think that's
home.
A Jersey thing because my dad asked me the same shit.
Wait, your dad's from New Jersey?
My dad is from New Jersey.
Is
and
he
every
here?
Time he calls, yeah, he lives in California now.
Okay.
And has my whole life, but he grew up in Jersey. And every time he calls me, how's the car running?
That's amazing.
Just fun little tidbit. Continue.
See, now I'm wondering if it's a thing.
I think it's a thing because the second you said it, I was like, oh my God, it's my dad.
Well, all right. Let's see then if your dad can get behind this.
Okay.
My father, because I said, everything okay? You've been to the store. Everything's fine. Yeah. Should have gone to Dunkin' though and gotten a dozen donuts. And I said, yes. Yeah. But the funny thing is, now I'm sure he assumes he's going to be stuck inside. He's going to be quarantined with my mother in the house for 3 days minimum. the dozen donuts would never have made it till tomorrow. So it's not like I needed these to get through a couple of days. He would have two-fisted them tonight and they would have been gone.
He probably would have eaten them all on the way home.
So have you had Dunkin' Donuts?
I have not had Dunkin' Donuts. I know one just opened up here in Santa Monica?
It's Santa Monica.
I haven't been. I do love donuts, but I have yet to have Dunkin' Donuts.
A real donut then.
Krispy Kreme is
Krispy Kreme is high maintenance Dunkin' Donuts. Don't give me that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
That's only because you don't have any basis for comparison. It's like saying the pizza here is good. No, not really.
I happen to love some of the pizza we have here. And I always get shit from my dad for putting pineapple on my pizza. Apparently, that's just like a California, Hawaii thing. But I've never had a pizza without pineapple. It's my favorite.
Well, I first had Hawaiian pizza in New Jersey. So it's a thing. But normally, that's not what we go for.
Is it like frowned upon?
I don't think so.
I think we have good pizza here. There's a good pizza place by my apartment. I stand by California pizza. We might not be known for it.
Hell no.
But we have some decent pizza, I think.
I disagree.
Well,
the pizza here, even by mom and pop places, is so subpar compared to what I'm used to. I'm going to get a lot of angry tweets tomorrow. But compared to what I'm used to, that when my sister and I get pizza, we'll order it from like Pizza Hut, because the chain pizza to us is better than the local pizza. We just can't deal with it.
Well, then you just gotta move. That's your own
problem. I moved here. I'm not leaving because the food. I can deal with sushi being
Sushi's
here.
Great.
And there are other options other than tofu burritos.
Well,
thank Christ.
Don't pretend like you have better Mexican food than we do, because
no, hell no.
That's
but we
not
have,
even a little bit
but
true.
We have Italian food, and that's I cannot impart how essential that is.
Italian food is pretty fantastic.
It's amazing. Now, granted, if I had to live on one type of food for the rest of my life, it would be Mexican food. So all the more reason I feel
your
at home
ass
here.
Would be in so much pain though, all the time.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have to go shopping for new pants every 6 weeks like I would if I was just eating Italian food back home.
True.
So
it works evens out. Itself out.
It does. Yeah. What you mean because of cheese? Because there's a lot of beans in Mexican food, that'll keep things
exactly. It just going. Keeps things rolling.
We've strayed really far. Speaking of keeping things rolling, let's get back for a moment to something that's going to make you uncomfortable, which is winger and hair bands and things like that. So, I've been partly, let's say, inspired to do a show where I play music. Well, to be fair, I did try to be a DJ when I went to community college in the early 19th century, and I didn't. Yeah, you laugh.
Well.
You laugh.
I mean, I said you were old.
So. I am. Well, you were giving me credit saying I'm not as old. Forget it.
Yeah,
let's
no,
get back
right.
on track.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, it'd be fun to be a DJ, play songs, whatever. And having done a few episodes of the show, I thought, well, you know what? I would like to play music from people I know who are talented, who are independent artists, whose music deserves to be heard. So I thought, well, what the hell? You're a radio gal.
A radio you- gal.
Because
a radio
that's
time.
Yeah.
Take that, Hitler.
That's not showing my age at all as I twirl my mustache.
Right.
Yeah. You're a radio gal.
A radio gal. Yes,
radio
I am
gal.
A radio gal.
So
a music
I thought,
aficionado.
You are, actually. You know quite a lot about music.
I do.
So I can't argue with that. Even though our tastes overlap very, very little. I think they start at the Ramones and stop at Kasabian, and that's kind of the top and bottom of it.
I
don't
I like
know if we
Kasabian.
Agree on anything else. I do too.
Okay, good. They're a great band.
They are a great band.
Their last album, meh, but they're a great band.
I didn't hear that. I've heard the first two, and I honestly they just fell off my radar. I know they're still around. I just haven't followed them. But anyway, I grew up on 80s radio. I love 80s rock music. I love that every song in the 80s, even pop songs, had guitar solos in them. So maybe pick up the guitar and start playing in the first place. And I just love catchy rock. So when I heard Tom Kiefer from Man from Cinderella was going to be coming to Whiskey a Go-Go, I thought, oh man, this is going to be great. Because I saw Cinderella once back in New Jersey at Starland Ballroom. I think it was 2011. And amazing show. And they haven't put out an album in a long time. Tom Kiefer finally put out a solo album. So I was so excited. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to see him live, get to see him sing this. Yeah, you shake your head. I was beyond excited. It's part of my 80s trifecta, which you can read about on chrisabalo.com.
Oh, I see what
and
you did there.
Well, I want people to notice the other stuff I do other than just yak and invite women in to give them crap on my show. So now let me ask you this. When you go to see concerts,
yes,
how often do you go when you do show up and watch the opening bands?
Oh, always.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I find myself not doing it a lot just because club shows tend to run longer because there'll be four openers before the headliner. And then doors are at 7:30. Show starts at 8. Headliner goes on at 11:55.
That's true.
I'm old, so my back starts to hurt.
Well, if it's a club show, it's a little bit different. Like if I'm seeing one of my friends' bands play The Satellite, like I'm seeing my friends play The Satellite this Thursday, I will not go to see the bands before, nor will I stay for the bands after. Because it's a Thursday night, I'm going just to support my friends. It's a little bit different. But if I buy tickets to a show, let's say I'm seeing something slightly bigger, maybe something at the Wiltern, or even at the Troubadour, which is a small venue, I'll go to see the opening acts because usually I either, A, already know them, or there's buzz about them and I want to see how they are live. And that's the best way to discover new music. It's the same thing with any festival. You know, if you're camping out or even if you're staying in a hotel or if you're at a house party during the day and you only go to the festival at night, you're missing out on so much because all those bands in the smaller print, those are bands that are going to be huge in just a couple years. And those are bands, that's how you really discover what's coming next.
You're right.
And for someone like me who's a music enthusiast, that's really important. And for my job, too. So,
well, yeah, you do need to stay in touch.
I need to stay in touch.
And everyone, that's one of the reasons I love being here. And one of the reasons I was very happy that I grew up in New Jersey, because New York and Philly were nearby. Of course, everybody plays New York and everybody plays Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So everybody who I want to see live comes around, which is awesome.
Yeah. If you miss them once, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. They'll be here.
Because they'll be back.
Or I can fly across country and check them out and they're playing wherever in New York City.
That too.
But anyway, when I went to see Tom Kiefer, I got there a little bit after doors open and then was blown away by the opening act, which is a woman by the name of Madison Hatter. Now, because she's it's female fronted rock, it's easy to say or make comparisons like Heart or Pat Benatar, but it really is that type of rock music. I mean, I'd say also like 70s Aerosmith. It's just very...
It just
straight
has
up
that,
rock and roll.
The like 80s sound is what you're saying.
More 70s, I'd say.
Yeah.
More 70s rock. I mean, a little bit of 80s. And we chatted after the show, actually. And she turns out she's from New Jersey. So it's nice to have some class at the Whiskey a Go-Go. And that's right.
Oh, all right.
And anyway, she was incredible live. And then turns out that I think it was 3 weeks later, 2 or 3 weeks later, she was opening for Winger when they were going to be at the Whiskey. So I was able to buy the ticket through her, which is great. Would you do that, folks? I think people forget or just don't notice. It's really important that you buy tickets in advance, or if you know the opening band, or if you have friends who are playing an opening for somebody else, then yes, get the tickets through them, because that stuff really does count.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have to
encourage
people to do that.
Especially if it's like, you know, pay to play.
Totally. Oh, and which here, it's pay to play everywhere. I'm surprised that hasn't been outmoded
Not-
yet.
Everywhere, but
oh, really?
On Sunset.
Oh, well, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Well, that's a whole block of venues there, that the Sunset Strip that's now slowly fading away.
But, yeah, it's suffering.
So we're going to start off with Madison Hatter. This is Lightning Strikes Twice.
Down to do.
Yeah. Good stuff. Now, apologies for the little technical snafu. So the song started halfway in, but you can check out the whole thing by going on iTunes. Of course, check out MadisonHatter.com. MadisonHatter.com. And also follow Twitter and Instagram, Madison Hatter. If you like that, she's got a ton of stuff out and it's great. That's my favorite song of hers. She's done a few covers. She's done some acoustic tracks and she's currently prepping an album release. So she will be in touch when it gets closer to that. And when she's back in town again, opening up for somebody who Jessica won't go see. Then,
no, but she had a great voice. She had a great voice.
She's a great voice. And I have to say, when she opened for Winger the second time I saw her, I actually enjoyed the show more the second time. I don't know if her performance was just overall better or was better because I knew the songs the second time. Because the first time I went in cold.
Probably a little bit of both.
I think so. But she's totally kicked ass both times. But the Winger, when she opened up for them, it was just stepped it up a little bit more. And I loved it. So with being in LA in the music scene, mm-hmm. One of the things you do, you write for Buzz Bands.
I do. I write for Buzz Bands LA. Any up-and-coming band in Los Angeles pretty much submits to that website. And my boss decides whether we write about them or not. If there's a band I really like, I can convince him. But I have to really be passionate about the band. Otherwise, he'll be like, you're lying. You don't want to write about this. But yeah, we do little previews, little reviews, try to give a heads up to any shows that they have coming. We sponsor residencies at clubs around Silver Lake, Los Angeles, stuff like that.
Silver Lake's become kind of a hotbed recently.
Silver Lake, here's the thing.
I don't know if it's a renaissance or what, but it's just all of a sudden.
As Sunset, and this is the thing, and here's the thing with 80s hair metal, I don't think it's bad. I love rock. It's just not a thing anymore. We've moved past it. It's over. It's done.
As a scene, yes.
As a scene. So, Sunset kind of got stuck. It's like grunge came, and throughout all the years, even if you go back to when Sunset was known for like Hollywood glamour, they always change with the trends. So when, you know, punk was a thing, they were in on it. Hair metal was a thing, they were in on it. Grunge hit, and then it's like it just stopped. And now it's like a time capsule. You go there, and it's still 80s, and because of that, new up-and-coming bands, they're not going to pay to play at the Whiskey and have, you know, old creepy uncles come see them. They're going to go to where they're going to gain fans and where labels are going to pay attention to them and where radio industry people, blogs and music websites like Buzz Bands are going to pay attention to them. And sure. That's Silver Lake, Los Feliz. Downtown LA now is springing up too. So
yeah. Honestly, the more I've heard, and that's one of the things I want to ask you about. Where, aside from Buzz Bands, where do you find new music these days? I've become a big fan of SoundCloud. I've found a lot of things.
SoundCloud is great. Music, blogs, and websites are great, like Consequence of Sound. Don't do Pitchfork. Just don't. Consequence of Sound is a good one. You're like, I don't even know. Well, they have, you know, you check the music websites like Buzz Bands 2, and they always feature new music. They'll have like top 10 songs of the week type of thing and, you know, friends recommendation. And the best way to find new bands is to go out there and go to shows. Even if you don't know any band on the bill, just go to the bootleg, go to the satellite and see who's playing that night and check them out. Tickets are like $5-$10. It's not a big deal. Monday night residencies all over LA. That's how you find new bands.
What about people like internet resources would you suggest to people who live outside the area? Because we live in a city, so we get to see a lot of people, especially a major one.
So if you live, let's say you're in
Jersey. If you're
in
Plentywood, Montana, yeah. Where do you go?
If you're in Oklahoma, no, definitely check those websites. Music blogs, music websites, Consequence of Sound, Noisy, Stereo Gum, Grimy Goods, stuff like that. Those are good websites to look for new music, you know, and then also, you know, check who... Read if you're on Rolling Stone and, you know, Foo Fighters or Jack White are... Did you just sigh about Foo Fighters? I'm going to punch you.
Listen. Let's play another song and then we'll come back to Foo Fighters. Because the show's already half over.
I'm going to punch you in the nuts.
Hang on. Save it. Ball up your fist. Get a few practice rounds in. We are going to go on to Dale Turner, song called Bad Seed right now. Bad Seed by Dale Turner. Make sure to check out Dale at intimateaudio.com and Dale Turner Music on Facebook. He also did a covers album called Interpretations, which is brilliant. And I'm convinced that one of the reasons YouTube was made was so you can see Dale Turner play Bohemian Rhapsody. So do yourself a favor. Go on YouTube, look up Dale Turner, Bohemian Rhapsody, and just enjoy. Bad Seed, by the way, featured on the album Mannerisms Magnified, which you can grab on Amazon and iTunes. So definitely check that out. Show Dale some love. Speaking of loveless, turn to hate and talk about Foo Fighters.
I'm fuming.
Why are you fuming? Well, hey, can I say something before you start in? Because I want to explain to you why it is I reacted that way.
You can say, I just know that you're wrong, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's my show. I'm allowed to be wrong. Now, I like the Foo Fighters. I have a lot of respect for them and for Dave Grohl. And I honestly believe they will probably be the last big band like to play arenas, because I don't see a lot of other bands coming up that are going to do. They might. It'd be great if somebody else did. But I see them as being the last of that wave. And they're in their 40s. So that shows kind of how far away I feel like it's gone, where things are just shrinking. And I don't know if anyone's going to be playing arenas the way they have over the last at least 10 years, if not more. I have a lot of respect for them. I like the Foo Fighters. I do have a bunch of their CDs, but they need to go away for a little while. No, for a little while, like a year, and just do something else. I've had more of Dave Grohl in the last 7 years to where I need a break. He's everywhere.
They do go away, though. Foo Fighters go away, but no. Dave Grohl works on other projects.
Okay, then I need a break from Dave Grohl. He's like the Beyonce of rock. He's just everywhere all the time, and I can't.
You can't hate on the guy for working.
No, not for working. That's fine, but when it's
because here's the thing. Because with Beyonce and Taylor Swift, they're out there in your face because of a publicity thing. Dave just wants to play with his friends, and he just wants to like play with his idols, and that's all it is. Like them Crooked Vultures, he's like, yeah, I just want to play with my buddies and dudes I looked up to, so I'm just going to start this band. But because he's Dave Grohl, people pay attention to it.
Yeah, but don't you think it's at least, and I know you were there, at least a little bit of a stroking event where it's like, hey, come to Dave's Rock and Roll Show, 40,000 of us at the Forum.
Okay.
Come on, that's very, very self-aggrandizing.
No. Here's the thing. I could see how it could come off that way, but Dave mm-hmm. Grohl is a genuine dude, and he genuinely just wants to have fun. So when he does this thing at the Forum last minute and it sells out, good for them, by the way.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But once again.
But at which P.S., that one's a charity.
Okay.
FYI.
Okay.
So, and all tickets were $50, so it's not like they were charging fans, you know, up the ass for it. But it's one of those things where he's like, I just want to have a good time, because he genuinely enjoys playing music. And it wasn't all Foo Fighters songs. All the people that came out when Alice Cooper came out, they did Alice Cooper songs. It was basically Alice Cooper with Foo Fighters as a backing band. So it wasn't this big ego-stroking thing. And he even said, he's like, I just feel like I'm at a backyard barbecue. Do you guys want to party with us? And we're like, yes, Dave Grohl, yes, we do.
Yeah, but that's every week. He's always doing something. He won't go away.
He's a fun dude. Just get over it.
No.
Just get over it.
No, not at all. I mean, again, I have respect for him. I like him. I couldn't deal with Sonic Highways because I heard from people there's too much Dave Grohl for you, so you won't enjoy it. I love the concept of it, going to different cities and exploring the history of the
cities.
Actually,
you would love Sonic Highways.
No, I was advised against it. You're the first person to tell me that I would enjoy it.
I think you would like it because you're into, as much as you're in the 80s, you're also into other classic rock. And that's what the whole thing is, basically a documentary with music history. And yeah, Dave Grohl hosts it and it's seen through his eyes, but he's also a fan of music. He's not just a musician. He's a fan and a music historian in a way, in a similar way that Jack White is.
Oh, Jack White.
Jesus Christ.
No, well, what's there like about Jack White? Can you explain? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Anything? No? Well, somebody tell me.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
Oh, my God.
Why is he so great?
One, musical genius.
Genius.
Yes, genius. Two, innovative. Three, Third Man Records. That what he's doing with that in itself, set aside his musicianship, his songwriting skills, him
his
just
one
being
note concerts. What a drag. We don't get any more of those.
Oh,
hipster bullshit.
Oh my God. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what?
Jack White is not hipster bullshit.
How not?
We're not talking.
Please explain. I'm all fucking
ears.
We're
not talking of Montreal here with the hipster bullshit. This isn't Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic fucking Zeros. It's Jack White. It's not hipster bullshit. He puts on a show, and it's awesome. And fuck you.
Fine. I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's put me in a bad mood. You know what's going to put me in a good mood? Tick, tick, boom. These motions. That's going to put me in a good mood. Let's listen to that right now. Only thing wrong with that song is that it wasn't made 30 years earlier. That song belongs in a John Hughes movie. Or at minimum in the second tier of 80s teen movies. Like that's straight out of the, I love that song.
You in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, I'm a child of the 80s. What do you want from me?
I mean,
if I could go back and live the 80s over again as an adult right now, if I can do 1980, 1989, tell me how much.
Like I'm down with the 80s. I get it. I love it. I just think you need to get over it and accept the fact that it's 2015 and maybe you should move on a little bit.
No.
I'm just saying.
Marty McFly went to 2015, so I'm willing to stay here for a little while, but I want to go back. Given the chance, I'm absolutely going to go back.
But you're not Doc Brown. You can't go back.
Not yet. Give it time. Listen, if you could sit with, I'm feeling I know the answer is, but if you could have a private concert with somebody, just one
Queen.
One performer, no, not a band. Like one performer with a guitar or piano or something with one instrument, just for you. You can't record it on your smartphone or anything. You could just have like a one-on-one concert, a concert just for you. Who would you choose?
Oh my God, that's so hard.
It is, isn't it?
That's so hard.
Well, let me give you mine first, so you can insult me, and we can move on to the next song.
Okay.
I really, really would have thought just for the uniqueness of it, and because of how special it would be to me. I really thought for a while it'd be Bruce Springsteen, but I've seen him play by himself many times. Not not in person, certainly not just for me. So I thought, ooh, that I can kind of see that. I've seen Noel Gallagher perform acoustically, so I'm going through all the people who I love, and don't. And you're going to get mad anyway about who I chose. If I had to choose one person to perform a concert just for me right now, Taylor Swift. Because I've been saying for years, I'm a fan of hers. I love her music. I really do. And I'm very open about it. But I want to hear the songs she plays when she's sitting home. Like any of us does. When she's sitting on her bed, strumming her acoustic guitar, I want to know what songs she plays. I want to hear that. That's the stuff I want to hear. Because I think as good as her stuff is, I think the really good stuff is the stuff she wouldn't necessarily put out there. Because she has a brand. She has an image and she has a style. So that's the stuff I want to see. That's the stuff I want to hear. Because I think she's way talented.
Can I insult you now?
No, just give me your answer. Who would it be? You must know. Why don't you take the next song to think about it?
I'll take the next song to think about
it. We will, since you're making me sad, we'll go to a blues song right now.
It's your own fault.
Be quiet. Rosemary's Baby by GBG right now.
Oh, little tank, ain't that a bitch?
You think you got it bad? Just look at me, son. I can't walk on my own two feet. Since before I was one. But I learned how to crawl. Then I learned how to walk. And then I learned how to run. I learned how to stop feeling sorry for myself. And start giving some. Then I met you, baby. The most beautiful girl I could see. My biggest dream was realized. Someone like you could love me. But you start acting like Rosemary's Baby, like the devil's inside of you. When you start acting like Rosemary's Baby, what else can I do? At first everything was perfect. You were meant for me, and I was meant for you. It didn't take long to find out it wasn't worth it. That's when the truth came shining through. I got no legs, you got no heart. Took everything I had to give, ripped it up and tore it apart. And of all the days you had to pick 214 to leave me laying here while you walked out the door. Why did I have to meet you, baby? The most beautiful girl I could see. Turned my whole world upside down. And now we're both in misery. Cause you start acting like Rosemary's Baby, like the devil's inside of you. When you start acting like Rosemary's Baby, what else can I do? Acting like a baby.
When you start acting like Rosemary's Baby, baby, what?
TBG, Rosemary's Baby. You can get that baby on iTunes. The album Me Finally. Go grab it. Show my boy George some love. Not the boy George. You know what I mean. And Tick Tick Boom, because I forgot, because I'm trying to move the show along, because I've never been like a radio DJ before. So this is crazy. Tick Tick Boom, you can find on iTunes. And if you go to ticktickboom.bandcamp.com, they have a bunch of free music up there, including These Motions is free. So if you like that song, go get it. That's T-I-C-T-I-C. Boom. You know how to spell that. .bandcamp.com. And you can also buy their stuff, as I said, on iTunes. And while you're there, pick up GBG's album. All right. So I should have specified, just call me out on it during that song. If this concert could happen now, you have to pick somebody who's alive, not through the history of music, because who knows?
Yeah. You limited my options.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking way back. Yeah. But
and the staff's dying to get out of here tonight. So we can't possibly do that.
All right. Drum roll. I would want to
have a drum roll.
Shut up. No, you don't. Don't do that. This is.
Hang on.
You're booing me.
I'm a terrible DJ.
I haven't even said okay, you are.
All right, fine. Who do you want to see?
Well, you're not going to like it, but Jack White.
That's a terrible choice.
I hate you.
No,
I hate you. I'm curious to see his songwriting process. I hate you. Whatever, winger.
This is why nobody pays me to do this.
Yeah, because you can't even hit the right button. You're trying to boo me and you can't even hit the right button.
Yes, I can. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate that. Okay. Jack White. All right. I'll allow it, I guess.
Jack White, yeah.
I know you're a fan, so I wouldn't deny you the opportunity.
Well, I mean, you phrase it to me during the song. If I could be like a fly on the wall watching them in their room come up with songs, I would be very interested to see how Jack White thinks and how he comes up with what he comes up with.
I can see it. He's prolific, no doubt about that. I wouldn't argue with that. It's just not my thing.
I just want to be inside his brain and other things.
And wait, you want to be inside? Never mind. Forget it. All right, we're coming down to the last song of the show, everybody, from Cockeyed Optimist, All That You Were. cockeyed optimist. All that you were. And you can find them, ladies and gentlemen, on iTunes, of course. CockeyedOptimist.net. You can follow them on Twitter at CEO_rocks. And check out Cockeyed Optimist TV. You're laughing at me because you thought I was going to slip up and say something dirty. Cockeyed Optimist TV at YouTube. And check out all sorts of stuff. Yeah, I'm tired. The coffee's wearing off.
I just want you to say cockeyed some more.
Cockeyed. That's terrible.
I'm
probably never going to use the soundboard again because it's not really panning out. Okay, so to wrap it up, for people like me who need musical rehabilitation, where do you recommend we go from here? Where do you recommend people check out music? Who would you say, if you're going to put together, let's say, a few artists for people to check out right now? You were talking to me about Third Man Records off the air.
Oh, Third Man Records, great. Benjamin Booker.
Okay.
Great. Catfish and the Bottlemen, not on Third Man, but they're a great band from England. Fantastic. Andrew McMahon is great. Who else we got? And then there's some that are a little bit more famous, but more modern for your taste, like Little Cage the Elephant.
I know the song they did for that, for I think Borderlands was the game. I know that song.
Oh my God. They have three albums out.
I'm sure there are more songs.
Great band. Great band. Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff out there. Just look at the blogs, look at the websites, look at those smaller bands on Bonnaroo, Coachella. A lot of good stuff out there. George Ezra, if you're into the more pop singer-songwriter thing, he's a good one.
Cool.
There you go.
I will be checking. I will legitimately Merry check Christmas. These bands out.
Catfish and the Bottlemen. Good one. Check out that one for sure. Song Kathleen.
Do okay. It. I will. Yeah. And I recommend everybody else to check it out too. And if you do want a taste of some other things that I listen to, stuff you might not have heard, if you head to chrisabalo.com. Over the summer, I did my summer music diary where I recalled songs from summer's past because there's something about summer that just, I get, and songs, certain songs just take me back to memory. So I did a ton of those. I did like three a week. So it was like 20 odd entries for that. And check out some stuff you might not know or probably do know and maybe revisit it and hear my little twisted experience with the song. Not really. It's not stuff that's that strange, but that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed doing that. And as always, subscribe to this show on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Give the show the thumbs up on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Kate Pod. Follow me at Chris Abalo and on Instagram at, what's my handle again? Chris Sells Out, because I barely use Instagram. So I promise not to clog your feed. See, somebody finds it funny. Thank you.
I get it. I get you.
Where can people follow you, Jess?
It's _Shalvoy. Instagram and Twitter.
Cool.
Easy.
All right. Well, that's it, everybody. We made it. Another hour. We've done the show. So
I'd say this was fun, but you started with
Winner. It was fun. It was way fun. So thank you very much for being here, Jess.
Thank you, Chris Abalo.
So until next week, for Jess Shalvoy, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment. See you next week.
Need your help to get back to the year 1985.